It's come about after a lot of discussions at JPC and indeed in discussions around the county with Gardaí on the ground, and we are going to be faced to work this new operating model of a combination of Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim. And I know the evidence on the ground as regards Garda resources are very fine, and that when the commissioner was up here in January, he put a lot of emphasis on the new policing model going forward and a strong emphasis on the recruitment of new Gardaí to fulfil the roles within that. And unfortunately to date, he hasn't been able to reach the quotas that he set himself for Garda recruitment. And this has had a massive impact on the ability of Gardaí to provide an adequate and proper service. So we're very concerned that if we are amalgamated with Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim, that we will suffer further from this, and particularly so when we have almost 1,100 kilometres of a coastline, 93% of our land border is with the north, and the large geographical nature of the county and of the major ports, airports, etc. we have, that we would suffer badly, and we certainly know, as last week proved, in relation to a large fine of cocaine on our beaches, we need extra resources here in Donegal, and we need to be a standalone division.
And that find of cocaine on the beaches last week, that's just one example of recent events that show that we need enhanced resources and we don't need this new division.
Yeah, look, we've been flagging this up for quite a while. I remember a number of years ago during a JPC meeting, and God rest the late Councillor Bernard McGuinness, when he raised the impact of having so many ports and a large coastline, and how that there was open to being used by nefarious people and bringing drugs and etc. and other contraband into the county. And we've seen now on a number of occasions there's been large drug fines, and this most recent one along the beaches in Fannad and Dunfanaghy. It fires up a flare to me anyway, that the resources we have are not adequate to meet the policing demand. And it's not just us that's saying that and the JPC, but it's also the Garda Representatives Association and local Gardaí on the ground. And indeed, I attended a meeting of the Policing Authority last week in Carrigan-Shannon, and the JPC representatives in Sligo and Leitrim and in Galway were very much opposed to this new policing model. So I believe that the Commissioner needs to look at this again. There's a time now for the review. It's a timely review, and we have put in our submissions and to the reasons why we think that amalgamating Donegal and Sligo and Leitrim would be detrimental to the policing service here in Donegal.